Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive on something you've probably heard about, the cup and handle pattern.
It's a popular one for sure.
Yeah, you know, whether you're a seasoned trader or just starting out, you've probably at least heard whispers of it, right? This pattern and its potential to signal a stock's breakout.
Right.
So today, we're really going to unpack that, what it is, how it works, and, you know, what you need to look out for.
That's right. And while it's important to remember that no single pattern guarantees success in the market, understanding this one can add a valuable tool to your analysis arsenal.
Exactly. So let's break it down. The cup and handle, as the name suggests, it looks for a specific formation in a stock's price chart. Think of it like a, you know, like a hike with a scenic lookout point at the top.
Okay. I like where you're going with this.
So first, you've got that initial climb, you know, it's a strong upward trend that's your path, like leading up to the base of the lookout.
Okay.
Then the trail kind of levels out, forms a U-shape, like you've reached a clearing to take a breather, enjoy the view that's your cup.
That cup represents a period of consolidation. The stock is taking a pause after its initial climb, gathering strength for the next leg up.
Exactly. And just before you continue your hike to the top, there's that slight dip in the trail, like grabbing onto a railing or a sturdy branch for leverage. That's your handle.
And that handle is crucial.
Yeah.
It's the final shakeout before the stock potentially breaks out. You're looking for the price to hold above the handle's lows, indicating that buyers are stepping in and supporting the stock.
Right. This isn't just about spotting like a shape on a chart, though.
Yeah.
The real power of the cup and handle lies in what it tells us about the stock story.
Yeah. It's about identifying existing momentum. Remember, the stock has already experienced a significant uptrend before the cup and handle even forms. We're talking at least a 35% to 50% surge, according to our research.
Right. So you're essentially looking for a stock that has already shown its strength. And this pattern suggests it might be gearing up for another push upward. Okay, so this is like that saying, the trend is your friend. The cup and handle helps you identify stocks that might be riding a powerful wave.
Exactly.
Now, of course, we have to talk about real world examples. And one that immediately comes to mind is Apple back in the early 2000s.
A classic example.
Right.
The iPod was taking off. Anticipation for the iPhone was building. There was a palpable buzz around the company.
There was. And if you look at the chart from that period, you'll see that after an initial surge of over 50%, Apple's stock price formed a textbook cup and handle pattern.
And what happened next? They broke out of that pattern with significant volume and went on a historic run.
They did.
Yeah.
It's a pretty clear illustration of how the cup and handle can signal a potential shift from consolidation to a renewed upward trend. But, and this is important to note, not every cup and handle leads to a major breakout. There are nuances to this pattern, red flags to watch out for.
Absolutely. And we'll delve into those nuances right after. It's essential to understand what can go wrong and how to avoid costly mistakes. So we were just talking about how the cup and handle, you know, this pattern can potentially point toward a breakout. But, you know, just like on that scenic hike we were talking about, you don't want to just charge ahead without checking the trail conditions, right?
Exactly. And some of the most critical clues lie within the handle itself.
A handle that's too short, say less than a week, can be like a little bit of a warning sign. It might suggest the stock just hasn't had enough time to really shake off those hesitant sellers and build a solid base for the next climb.
Right. It's like trying to grab onto a flimsy twig instead of that sturdy branch we were talking about, not the most secure grip.
Precisely. And on the other end of the spectrum, a handle that plunges too deep, like exceeding a 15% drop, that can signal trouble too.
Okay, yeah, that sounds more like completely losing your footing on the trail. Definitely not a good sign for reaching the peak.
Right. Think of it as heightened selling pressure. It could indicate that the momentum behind the stock, it might be waning a little bit, making a successful breakout less likely.
And you know, our research actually highlights a really interesting example with Alibaba back in 2015. They formed a cup and handle pattern, but the handle was like quite rushed and the volume was surprisingly low.
And what happened?
The expected breakout just totally fizzled and the stock ended up falling back. You know, it goes to show that even if the pattern at first glance appears textbook, you have to dig a little deeper. Consider the overall context.
And speaking of context, let's talk about volume.
Yes. Volume, the lifeblood of any potential breakout.
It's like this. The cup and handle itself, that might show you the structure is in place, but volume, that's like the fuel, the engine roar, that actually propels that stock upward.
So we're not just looking at the shape of the pattern, but also how actively that stock is being traded, like during each phase.
Exactly. High volume, especially during a breakout from that handle, suggests, you know, strong conviction from investors, right? It means big players, institutions, are stepping in, putting their money where their mouth is, adding significant weight to that price movement.
It's like they're saying, this is it. This is the one.
Yeah.
And our research actually pointed to Netflix in 2013 as a prime example of this. You know, they were gaining momentum, formed that cup and handle, and when they finally broke out, huge volume surge.
And that surge just signaled to everyone that these institutional investors, they were piling in, betting big on the future of streaming.
And as we all know, that bet paid off big time, you know, turning Netflix into the streaming giant it is today.
Yeah.
But even with a perfect cup and handle, great volume, there's like one more layer we can't afford to ignore.
You're talking about the broader market context.
Precisely. It's like having all the gear and the enthusiasm for that hike, but then realizing, oh, there's a massive storm brewing on the horizon.
You got to consider the macroeconomic environment, right? Industry trends, even geopolitical events. A strong pattern and high volume, that can all be overshadowed by external factors if you're not paying attention.
So it's not just about finding that cup and handle in isolation, it's understanding like where it sits within the larger market narrative.
Absolutely. You have to connect those dots and see the bigger picture. Let's say you spot a cup and handle forming during a period of rising interest rates.
Okay, yeah, that's a crucial piece of context right there.
Exactly. While that pattern itself might look promising, you know, those rising interest rates, that could signal a potential economic slowdown, which in turn could impact even the most like bullish setups.
Right, right. So how do we even begin to make sense of all these factors, all these moving parts, when we're analyzing the market?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? How do we piece together all these puzzle pieces, the patterns, the volume, you know, the overall market sentiment to make those informed decisions? It's a process, for sure, and there's no magic formula. But one approach is to always start with that bigger picture.
So zoom out before you zoom in.
Exactly. Look at those overall market trends. Are we in a bull market where optimism is high, prices tend to rise? Or are we in a bear market characterized by fear, you know, declining crisis?
Right, because that broader context, it's going to influence how you interpret any pattern, even one that seems bullish, like the cup and handle.
Absolutely, yeah. For instance, let's say you have a cup and handle forming, you know, during a bull market.
Okay.
That might carry a little more weight because that overall upward momentum, well, it could amplify that potential breakout.
Right, right. So you could be seeing those same signals, but they mean something a little bit different.
Exactly.
Depending on kind of what's going on around it.
But that same pattern emerging during a bear market, that might warrant more caution, right? Because the prevailing downtrend could, you know, very easily overpower any of those like short-term, like bullish signals.
It's like checking the weather forecast before that hike. Like we were talking about, if you see a chance of thunderstorms, you might reconsider your plans, even if the trail looks perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's about understanding how those different forces play off of each other.
Right.
Right. The technical patterns and then the fundamental backdrop.
Precisely. And don't forget about those sector-specific factors as well.
Yeah.
Each industry has its own kind of dynamics, its own cycles of growth and contraction.
Right. A tech stock might behave very differently from, say, a healthcare stock, even if both of them form like identical cup and handle patterns.
So do your research, right? Understand the forces that are really driving the specific industry that you're interested in. Are there any regulatory changes on the horizon? You know, new technologies disrupting the landscape?
Right. So many factors. It's about connecting those micro and macro dots, seeing that full picture.
And one more thing I always encourage investors to do is think about that psychological aspect as well.
Oh, interesting. You mean like investor sentiment, how bullish or bearish people are feeling overall?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, those stock prices are driven by supply and demand.
Right.
And that supply and demand influenced by, you know, human emotions, fear, greed.
Because even if a stock has, you know, that picture perfect cup and handle, strong volume, and like a favorable market backdrop, if investors are like panicking, selling everything in sight,
yeah,
that could still drag the price down.
It's true. Sentiment can be a very powerful force. And that's why it's so important to stay informed, read market analysis, you know, try to gauge the overall mood.
It really sounds like we've covered a lot of ground today, from, you know, those technical intricacies of the cup and handle to the broader market forces that can make or break a trade.
We have. But remember, this is just the starting point.
Exactly. Consider this your crash course, your introduction to the cup and handle and all the factors that influence, you know, how effective it might be.
Now it's up to you to take this knowledge, continue that research, and really develop your own approach to analyzing the markets.
And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll discover your own unique way of spotting those winning stocks. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, happy investing.